Good morning. Have you heard the word of God? We've all heard this line before when some religious believer knocks on the door and offers to save us. Most people don't appreciate religious solicitation, and comedians poke fun of door-to-door salvation peddlers. The reasons are often simple. Religious solicitors are both unfailingly annoying and unfailingly persistent. I have a different problem with religious solicitors, however. They approach spirituality from the view of organized religions, and I find it difficult to believe them because of the corruption and misinterpretation that comes from those religious institutions. Also, in my opinion, religious debate should not center on whose version of God is correct or whose practices are more legitimate, but on the fact that if there does exist a God, he or she, or even it, would not be pleased with humanity. My piece is a song called Letter from God to Man. It was released in 2007 by the British group Don LeSoc versus Scroobius Pip. Because they're a British group, the lyrics don't sound quite right without that British accent, so I'll be using that today. This song presents the word of God that makes sense to me. This is a letter from God to man. It says, "Hey there, how's it going? Long time no see. I know I haven't been around much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. The last time I sent down a message, you nailed it to the cross, so I figured I'd just leave you to it. Let you be your own boss. But I've been keeping an eye on you, I have, and it's amazing how you've grown, with your technological advances and the problems you've overthrown, and all the beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse, but I must admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less. So I'm writing to apologize for all the horrors committed in my name. Although that was never what I intended, I feel I should take my share of the blame. All the good I tried to do was corrupted when organized religion got into full swing. What I thought were quite clear messages were taken to unusual extremes. My teachings taken out of context to meet the agendas of others, interpretations taken many different ways, and hidden meanings discovered. Religion became a tool for the weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survival of the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest man simply take whatever he needed, cause damnation was the price if certain rules were not heeded. Some of the deeds committed in my name just made me wonder where I went wrong. See, back at the start when I created this, the foundation seemed so strong. All the elements were already here, long before I began. I just kind of put it all together. I didn't really think out a long-term plan. I made the sun an appropriate distance and laid the stars across the sky, so you could navigate the globe or simply watch the sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruits, some for sustenance and some for beauty. I made the sun shine and the clouds rain, so their maintenance wasn't your duty. I tried to give each creature its own attributes without making them enveloped. I gave you all your own space to grow, and in your own way, space to develop. I didn't know such development would cause rifts and jealousy, cause you to war against each other, and leave marks on this planet indelibly. You see, I wasn't really the creator. I was just the curator of nature, and I want to get something straight with the homosexuals right now. I don't hate you. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to wield such powers. I just laid the ground. It was you that built the towers. It was you that invented bombs and the fear that comes with them. And it was you that invented money and the corrupt economic systems. It was you that invented terms like just war and terms like friendly fire. And it was you that didn't know when to stop digging deeper and when to stop building higher. It was you that exhausted the resources I carefully laid out on this earth. And it was you that even saw these problems coming but accredited them little worth. It was you that used my teachings for your own personal gain, and it was you that committed such tragedies even though they were in my name. So I apologize for any mistakes I made and when my words were misconstrued, but this apology's to Mother Nature because I created you." The words of this song are harsh towards mankind, hiding the harm that we've done to the earth under the guises of advancement and development. To me, it represents a wake-up call. A call to actually follow the words of Holy Scripture, which would bring less war and less exploitation, less hate and less destruction. Thank you. All right.